Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. Davis Mountain State Park and Indian Lodge are popular destinations for travelers.
We're just about a mile high in elevation, so very good climate all year round. We have mountain biking and equestrian trails and miles of hiking trails. And Indian Lodge, it was built by the Civilian Conservation Corps back in the 1930s. So anyway, the lodge has 39 rooms. It was done in like Indian Pueblo style. It's the only place in Texas that is in that style.
David Bischofhausen is park superintendent. New funding provided by the Texas legislature will allow the park to hire new staff.
We're getting a park peace officer interpreter position at Davis Mountain State Park, so we're excited about that. We'll be able to do more interpreter programs to tell folks about the wonderful natural and cultural things that we have out here in our parks. Plus, it'll get a little more extra measure of security.
This cash infusion benefits the Black Bear restaurant at Indian Lodge, too.
Because of the extra money we received, we were able to hire an assistant food service manager and also another dishwasher, which is desperately needed. We're trying to pick up our service and food a notch and provide better customer service.
Proposition 4 monies make possible repairs to historic buildings constructed in the 1930s by the Civilian Conservation Corps. You can learn more about Davis Mountain State Park and Indian Lodge at passporttotexas.org. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.